Neighborhood stroll. Late March, late afternoon. Snow's receding, buds nubbing up. I walk the streets of this quiet neighborhood, home to plumbers, electricians, widows, landscapers, truck drivers, mutts. I pass a plaster Japanese figurine standing free from her pile of dirty snow. She's out of place here, yet oddly comforting to me with her supplicant gesture offering up a plate of pine cones. Beside her, along the picket fence, stands a faded Mexican burro yoked to a crooked white cart. I wonder about their conversation. "Where does she think she's going?" burro says. "I don't know," answers figurine, "but that's no proper kimono she's got on." I round the cul-de-sac, driveways jumbled with buckets, ropes, old metal, broken boats. Beside this one, 20 large oak stumps stand jagged, as if snapped off by a giant rudely stomping through the woods. Now comes the house with the perfect yard. White lights glow, colored lanterns hang, spotless gravel surrounds a tidy red swing set. A snowman melts out front. His scrawny stick arms clasp a stick fishing pole, carrot nose drooping as the sun starts to fade, snagged in his rusty clothespin hook. I follow the last bend towards home, passing Snow White, Baby Jesus, and a polka-dotted frog. I know these lawn ornaments better than I know my neighbors, in this ordinary place where we each live, side by side, our secrets hidden by the stories whispered from our lawns.